Hello and welcome. I'm Shashank Mehta, founder at thewholetruthfoods.com, and you're listening to The Whole Truth Project.
Hey folks, today we have with us Sandeep Mall. Sandeep is an entrepreneur, award-winning wildlife photographer, and what interests us the most, he's an extremely fit, marathon-running, heavyweight lifting 55-year-old. What's even more inspiring is that he wasn't this way until well into his 40s. What put him onto the path of fitness and what he's learned from there on is what we'll talk about today. So welcome, Sandeep, and thank you so much for making the time to do this.
Thanks, Shashank. It's a pleasure to be here. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Sandeep. I'm a big follower of yours on Twitter, and I'd like to tell everyone that, guys, this is the outcome of a cold email that I wrote to Sandeep saying that I'd love to have you on the podcast, and within an hour, he replied saying yes. So cold emails work.
I always believe in it's always good to have the ask for anything if you want, you know, and nobody has ever said no to me. I mean, whenever I have approached somebody and, you know, asked for something. So yeah. Generally people are good and, you know, they always try to help each other. So
absolutely. I am in absolutely the same boat. Never has any senior person, anyone been negative or said no to me either. But I want to start the conversation with what I alluded to in your intro, that until into your 40s, you were not on this path of fitness and then something happened. I want to start with that point. Why don't you tell us what got you onto the path of fitness?
Sometime in 2010, actually. So my company was getting an insurance done for me. Keyman Insurance, and they put me on it. So it was a high value thing, and I had to go through a health checkup, you know, as required by the insurance company. And the health records were awful. The triglycerides was 400 plus, the cholesterol was around 300, uric acid was around 8 plus, BP was high. I mean, everything was bad about it. And unfortunately, the insurance company didn't do the insurance because of my bad health records. So when I went to the doctor and with those reports, the doctor told that, you know, you need to start with all those 5-6 lifestyle medicines, you know, you take for lifestyle diseases. And I was not ready for it, you know, I mean, at 47 to start with all those medicines. And, you know, and suddenly it was because I never had time before that to think about myself. So I was always working 24/7, you know, and then I said, what's the alternative if I don't take medicines? So he said, you need a drastic change of your lifestyle. And you can try it out maybe, but you have to take medicines. And after some time, if things improve, you can reduce the medicines. So I didn't still start with those medicines, you know. And what helped me a lot was that, you know, my neighbor, next door neighbor, he used to represent India in Commonwealth and Asian Games boxing and all this. And he was my son's friend. So I told him, you know, why don't you train me? You know, you look, your uncle has become so unfit and all those health reports are bad. And so he said, okay, kal se aapko uthata hu. So, and he is a pakka Haryanvi jat. And, you know, he was there up 6 o'clock in my door. And for 2 months, he took me every day to the gym or to the park, or, you know, I mean, every morning he will be there. Even if I shout, I was unable to walk 100 meters. I had all sort of problems, but he would not leave me. But in these 2 months, I got into a habit of doing fitness. I started seeing results. I reduced some weight and I started to, you know, feel energetic and look good. And that is when I started, you know, that this is something I should keep on doing it, you know. And then it became a habit, you know, so I kept on doing it. And before I, you know, why I reached this stage of bad health is also, you know, one is that, you know, I was too much into my work. So entrepreneurship or, you know, business was my passion. So I was in my office, the first one to reach my office and last one to get out of office. I was working like 80 to 90 hours a week. So no Sundays or, you know, and the whole thing, the only thing that interested me was work. And so to somehow grow my company and make as much money as I could. And then one fine day, while driving from New York to New Jersey, I had a bad car crash. So I was in a car pileup, and that car pileup. When I was there, you know, I mean, I had broken my disc and C4, C5, and I had to go through a disc replacement surgery. So I have a titanium disc. And when all this happened, so I was in rehab and I was not able to. I used to play tennis before that, you know, but after that, the tennis also stopped because I was not allowed to play. So in those 6-8 months, I just ruined everything that, you know, and then later on I realized that as I was growing older, I was losing muscles very fast and, you know, just sedentary life. So everything, you know, went into a, that was one of the worst phase of my life. And, you know, a lot of things personally in business, everything, there was a lot of losses, you can say, you know, I lost my grandfather. My dad had cancer at that point of time. I got into a car crash and then business was down. Everything, you know, the 2008 recession was the US recession that, you know, that was sick. So all those things started happening. And then once this 2 months of fitness with Rajiv happened, and then I got into habit. So then after that, it's been almost like now 9 years or 10 years. So I rarely miss a workout, you know, I mean, at least out of 350 days, 60 days, you'll see me working out 250 to 300 days. Whatever routine, wow. Even if it's a walk or run or whatever is my plan going on.
Right.
So now I'm completely out of all those lifestyle. I don't take any medicine. I've never taken actually any medicine. My triglyceride last I tested was 80 something. And my HDL was in 60s. My LDL was very low. So everything, you know, I mean, the health reports, thankfully, uric acid is 3 point something. And I never had any hypertension or BP or so the whole lifestyle changed. And without sacrificing much, you know, like except that giving 1 hour, 1.5 hour every day. And once you start getting into a fitness routine, generally don't eat unhealthy, you know, I mean, that becomes a habit also that, you know,
yeah,
you consciously, you are always eating good food and, you know. So
yeah,
that's it. That's the story that brought me towards a healthy lifestyle.
And what was the gap between the car crash and the Keyman insurance wala incident?
I think it will be around, say, 8 months or 1 year.
So after the car crash, I assume, and given that it was such a serious injury, physically also life would have been very tough in those 8-9 months as it is, like between...
Yeah, I had to be in rehab and, you know, I was completely home for 4 months, I think. So I had the collar and all those stuff. And and then slowly my wife started taking me for walks, you know, so we'll go to the park together, but I'd hardly walk for 500 meters and then I'll sit by the bench because I was unable to do it. And continuous pain on my left side of my body. So the nerves on my left side had all, you know, I mean, I don't know what medically it is called, but...
they were degenerating, basically.
Yeah, they had degenerated and there was, because blood circulation was, when my compression of, because of C4, C5 was almost for 3-4 months. So accident happened sometime in May, I got operated sometime in October. So initially I had no pain, no problem, you know, the outside there was nothing after the car crash. So.
Yeah.
I started realizing this from July that something is not right, you know, after a couple of months. So in those 3, 4, or 5 months, you know, a lot of decompression had happened and the blood circulation was low. So that caused a lot of nerves, you know, to be injured permanently. I mean, they will never recoup. So that left side would always pain and all these things were there. But then gradually, once I started getting into this habit of fitness, so I'll say that I'm at the best shape of my life right now.
You look it. Like I wouldn't guess that you're 55 had I not known. But the question I want to ask you is, you were in so much physical pain. There's a titanium disc. There is this decompression happening. There are nerves degenerating. But when you started off, when Rajiv started coming to your door every morning and getting you out of the house, would you say that what was the biggest hurdle to get onto the path of fitness? What was it, mental or was it physical?
More it was mental. Physical also it was challenging because of my injury and all this. And also, but it's more, you know, I mean, to win over that first, you know, getting out the first 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, that's becomes the most challenging part of the routine. So, because the results take its own time, you know, the results of your fitness routine takes its own time. And we don't have, or I never had, or most of the people don't have the patience to, you know, wait for that long for the result to show. It's so simple to reduce your BP by, you know, just taking one medicine every morning and your blood pressure is normal. It's very difficult to, you know, walk 5 kilometers every day for 6 months for the BP to, you know. So people don't have time and never have the patience, basically. Patience to wait for the result. So mentally, to win over, it takes some time. But, you know, once you start seeing results, once you start seeing the, you know, in the mirror yourself, or feeling energetic, or, you know, or somebody in the family saying, yaar tu to fit dikhne lag gaya, bahut change aa gaya. So that starts to play on, you know, and then it becomes a habit. Once you get into this habit, then it's not stopping you. There's nothing that's stopping you, basically.
But take us a bit deeper into, you know, the mental chatter of those first 5-6 months. As you said, those are the critical times. Once you get hooked onto it, even this is like a drug. Like exercise is also like a drug that you, the endorphin release gets you hooked on. But those first 5-6 months, when, like, for you, there were multiple bahanas and excuses you could have given yourself, right? Age, accident, pressure, all of that stuff. What was the mental chatter in your mind at that time, and how did you overcome that?
I'll say there were a lot of things. First, the support of the family. My wife was always into fitness. I mean, she was into yoga and all those things since long. And I mean, and she wanted, you know, she was shocked, you know, ki her husband is, you know, I mean, living a life which is maybe going to be a painful for her also, you know, as we grow old together. And she used to push me a lot, you know, she used to encourage me, ki haan, aap karo. My parents, grandma, everybody were into some sort of activity, some fitness activity, whether it's walk or yoga or something. Not into strength training or all those things, but they everybody was doing something. Second thing, when I was idle, you know, when I had no, I was not going to the office and doing anything. So I read a lot, and I learned, and I heard a lot of all videos and, you know, TED Talk type things and all those things of people. And so then I realized that, you know, if I have to influence my kids, I have to behave the way I want them to live a life. So I don't want them to, I used to smoke. You know, I mean, I smoked for almost 25, 30 years. So if I have to, you know, teach them, I can't give them free kagyan. If they see their dad doing something and, you know, they're going to do it. So all those things started playing into my mind. You know, if I have to, first it's for myself. If I have to, I don't want to live a, you know, sedentary life. And my grandfather was unfortunately very obese. So he was like 100 plus kgs, you know, and I have seen him go through a lot of pain because of that. Last year, 2 years of his life, you know, if he wanted to go to the toilet, we needed two people to, you know, use it, support him and give him support and take. So that, I mean, those were bad times for so him. And I didn't want to, you know, end up my life living like him the last 2 years. So all those things started playing on my mind, you know, that if I have to if I have to come out of this, and for my family, for my kids, for, you know, myself, so I need to give my best and give make it a routine that, you know, this has to be my priority number one. That, you know, nowadays, I mean, it's last 7-8 years, I reschedule everything if it comes in on way of my fitness routine. You know, if I have to take a flight, I'll plan it such a way that, you know, either at the destination or here, I am, you know, able to dedicate that 1 hour I need to do it. Or if I have a client meeting or a call or something. So all those things, I just, you know, make it a routine that the routine works, giving priority to my fitness and to my health. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, what matters most is how well I am going to perform when I'm 70, 80 or 90, or, you know, if I am good enough to survive those many years. I don't want to live a life where I'm, you know, so I need somebody to take my grocery bag from car to home, or, you know, if I'm traveling, you know, I need somebody to put my cabin baggage on inside the plane. I should be able to do it myself when I am 90 also. So that with that idea, you know, I started to give it a, I mean, I don't have an aim of, you know, having a six pack or, you know, having those huge muscles or going into a bodybuilding show or all those things. So that is not the priority. The priority is, you know, to, till the time I'm alive, I should have a great health span. And if I have a great health span, I'm not giving any trouble to my family members. You know, they don't have to, you know, take care of me always. So I should be in a position to take care of my parents or whatever as I grow up. That whole mental pressure, you know, thing was there to support me when I started doing activities. So you always need a mentor. You always need a coach. You always, I mean, even today after learning so many things about fitness and mentoring so many people, I still have 3-4 coaches, you know. So I still consult them when I'll share my videos and I'll ask them, you know, is it right or what should I do?
I want to get into the fitness regime now. Tell us in detail what Sandeep's fitness routine looks like, what part of it is endurance, what is resistance training, and how do you plan it?
Well, from all the studies that I have done on this, I have read lots of books, lots of scientific journals. I mean, my whole library is full of some tremendously, wonderfully explained books on health, fitness, and all those stuff. And I have realized that, you know, strength training is a must. Everybody needs to do strength training, whatever age they are. It's not just yoga or walk or something which is going to help you the maximum. For maximum benefit, you need to do strength training. And strength training does not mean that you have to go and hit the gym. You know, strength training you can do at home, you can do with your body weight, you can do any sort of resistance that you can provide to your body. So that, you know, there's certain things in life that you're going to do every day. You're going to sit on a chair and get up. You are going to sit on a commode and get up. So you should have enough strength. You're going to climb stairs. You'd like to play with your grandkids. So all those things, you know, you should have enough strength to handle the day-to-day activities of your life. Strength training is a must, and more so you start losing muscles as you grow. After 30, you are losing almost 10% muscles every decade. So the more muscles you lose, the more problems you have, the more lifestyle diseases you have. And so strength training is a must. And to match it along with that, you need to do some sort of cardio. So if I say my typical routine these days is I do 4 strength training sessions a week. So, and I divide it into 2 upper body and 2 lower body instead of doing, you know, specific someday. Like most people in the gym do chest and triceps someday and biceps, back and all those stuff. They have different body muscles, different muscle groups, they do it different days. I prefer to do it in, you know, 2 upper bodies and 2 lower bodies. So one is the one day when I am doing very heavy upper body, one day when I am not doing very heavy, you know, but it's more volume maybe, you know, more sets sort of thing. So I divide this and 2 days I do cardio. So mostly one of those is a high intensity interval training, which is good for your heart, you know. Some sort of 1 weekly anaerobic training should be done. And one is a steady state cardio where I try to, you know, maximize my aerobic fitness. So at my zone 2 level of heart rate, or, you know, when lactate starts to build up. So what is the maximum wattage I can take out of this thing? So over a year or so, I have been able to improve my wattage to almost double by doing, you know, keeping my heart rate at around 120 or 125, which is my zone 2. With these 6 days, the way I have planned it, and one is a rest day, which is more of an active rest day. So I usually go for a walk and, you know, that active rest day for casual.
Is long distance running on top of this?
No, so it changes, you know. I mean, this is the plan right now I'm doing. So okay. Once I start my long distance running, I've not run much since lockdown happened last year. So I just run for that, my fun part of it. So I run for my high intensity interval training. I do it with running these days. But when I practice for marathons and all this, it's usually goes into 4 or 5 days of run. So then I reduce my cycling and, you know, those things. So then the training is different. I'm not training strength training. I'm not doing like that with that intensity. I concentrate more on my running. So 4 days or 5 days a week, I'll go outdoors and run. So that's going to start from July. So my plan is that in July onwards, I'll get back to running.
So you basically do that for the marathon season. So you're aiming for the...
training yourself for, you know, usually the Airtel half marathon starts in October. So last year, because nothing was going to happen. So I concentrated more on strength training. So if somebody has a, because running is, I believe, is not for everybody. I mean, it's not something which is going to give you tremendous physical benefits, you know, that running, which is extra benefits than the other exercises. Running is for somebody who loves running. You know, they love, I mean, I don't think that, you know, because running is, there are people who will go get injured a lot while running if they don't do it right. And, you know, I mean, you get motivated seeing somebody on Instagram or, you know, seeing some post on Twitter and then start and then you end up injuring yourself. So you need the, you know, say endurance and the strength and the right form to be a good runner. So this comes natural. It's basically something which, you know, cannot be trained, I'll say. Obviously, training is needed, but it's not something which can be exponentially changed in somebody, you know, that you become a good runner. So I run basically just for, because I love running. I mean, when I started running, I tried running. I thought, you know, it was beautiful. I mean, so, and then I had a coach who guided me and, you know, she's among India's one of the best runners. And so I had somebody to mentor me in my initial part of running. So the problem with, you know, when people get into fitness, they think, you know, ki paisa kharch kyun kare. You know, that's a huge problem in India. You know, so they'll go to the cheapest gym, they'll not hire a trainer, or they'll, you know, look for buying cheap shoes, you know, or, but the problem is, you know, if you look at the other way, you're going to otherwise spend on medicines. So kahi to kharch karna hi hai. So you'll baad mein ja ke kharch karo. And
prepaid or postpaid.
Exactly. And then this is, you should be your own first priority. You know, I mean, it makes no sense for me to start saving money for my grandchild. I mean, first take care of myself and then I'll think about my kids, forget about grandchild. Hamare yahan pe to hum pota poti tak bhi pahunch jate hain ki uske liye bhi kuch chhod ke jate hain.
But apne
liye nahi karenge. So that if you are not fit, if somebody has to take care of you at later part of your life, then you are giving them more trouble, you know.
I mean, absolutely.
आप तो पढ़े हैं, आपको पता नहीं चल रहा है, आप हॉस्पिटल में पढ़े, बाहर जो बैठे इंतजार कर रहा है आपका, उसको बहुत ज़्यादा तकलीफ। I have to suggest a machine that, you know, if you want, somebody wants to bring in at home and do, rowing machine is one of the best you can have for yourself. It's a great combination for your strength also and for your cardio also. You can do various workouts, full body workouts, you know, using rowing machine. That's a great investment if somebody has to bring, if they want just one machine to bring in. And I mean, the most useless I find is a treadmill, you know, that to bring in at home. So if you really have to walk or run, you can always go outdoors, you know. So that sort of thing. So I'll always suggest to have a, you know, if somebody is having a normal life with not very specific goal, like you want to, if somebody wants to build body and want to go, you know, power lifter or bodybuilder, they will have a different workout plan. If somebody wants to be a marathon runner, they will have a different workout plan. But for most of us who want to have, if you want to remain fit, you know, I mean, healthy and fit and, you know, have a lifestyle, keep away from the lifestyle diseases, I'll suggest, you know, you do 5 days or 6 days of workout. And even if you give 45 minutes, 30 minutes is good enough. And 3 days at least dedicated to full body work, you know, strength training. And couple of days for cardio, even if you want to go for a walk or a jog or a cycle or whatever suits you best, you know, and mobility. But you need to take care of your joints. So I do, on my cardio days, I do full, you know, half an hour, I do mobility to take care of my joints. So I'm not too much into stretching and all those flexibility things, because the best way to have flexibility is to do your strength training in full range of motion. By stretching out something, it's very difficult to elongate your muscles. So, I mean, if you have to really elongate your muscles, you have to hold at some posture for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, which is near impossible. I mean, people don't have the patience to do it. So the easiest way to do is strength training will give you more flexibility. like, I mean, there is a misconception that, you know, strength training karne se tight ho jata hai sab kuch. So it's not that. I mean, that gives you more flexibility than, you know, doing anything else. And I try to experiment a lot on myself. I mean, I have done things where people think that, you know, I am crazy. To control my snoring, I'll give you an example. I was reading something on breathing, and I read there that, you know, you should nasal breathing is something which is the most efficient way of breathing. And I found out, you know, that because I have a sinus problem, so doctors tell me that you need to be operated and all this, and I don't want to get into that right now because I have not seen anybody who has cured out of sinus because of surgery. And I've talked to a lot of people, they again have that problem coming up. So I read somewhere that, you know, if you want to sleep with your, only breathe with your nose. But most people, you know, are inefficient breathers and they start breathing with their mouth. You know, neend mein pata bhi nahi chalta kya hota hai. I started taping my mouth when I go to sleep. I would put a tape in my mouth and then sleep. And then you will not believe, you know, my snoring stopped. And I came to zero snoring by doing that. And my wife was surprised. And I record the whole night, you know, the conversation. My sleep app records. So I have a sleep app, which sleep cycle, which records whatever is the noise in your room, you know, and I'll wake up at times, you know, when it said that you snored for 1 hour, and it will record the snoring sound. And even if my dog, you know, is there in there, he snores, that also it records. And then, then when I started doing that, my snoring came to zero.
Wow.
I'm not say that, you know, people should do it. I'm not, you ask your doctor, man, if you just listen to my podcast and you start taping your mouth and, you know, doing it, you better ask your doctor and, you know, do anything before it. I mean, consult somebody expert before doing anything by listening to a podcast. Don't do it. But I mean, I go to the extreme of when I read something, I try to check it out and see, you know, that does it really work? And what am I going to lose? You know, even if I gain some weight, I can take care of it. If I lose some muscles, I'll take care of it. So I know I can handle that. So I keep on experimenting. And I really found some of the theories have been extremely, extremely, extremely beneficial. So for recovery, you know, you will not believe we have a, what do you call that? Deep freezer, which the stores put the Coke and all those stuff and they keep. We have a deep freezer for taking shower, you know. So you fill it up with water. It's like 0 degree temperature, go and dip into it, Wim Hof method. And, you know, and you will find that, you know, all your soreness in the body, small
pains, immediately goes away. Yeah.
All gone. I mean, so you get into 0 degree.
Ice bath.
For, you know, 10 minutes. If you are able to take 10 minutes, you are very good. So all those things I keep on experimenting. And that's where I keep on trying on my food. And so I've come to some understanding and knowledge about those things, you know, how, but what works for me not necessarily is going to work for you. Everybody behaves differently. So, for that, you need to talk to. I'll give you a very good example. I was waking up at 3 o'clock every night. I mean, I'm saying this 2-3 months back story. And I feel thirsty. And I was surprised that why is that I am waking up for water every 3 o'clock because I hydrate well, I drink a lot of water, and I don't have a sugar and all those things. So, I don't know if you follow on Twitter, Chirag is there, Chirag Barjatia.
No, I don't.
Okay, so I talk to a lot of trainers. So, he is one of the, you know, coaches I talk to. So, I talked to him and I said, ki, yaar, ye kya karan ho sakta hai? You know, aisa kyun ho raha hai? Because whatever the medical symptoms are, that I should have with diabetes or sugar, you know, iske karan ho sakta hai, ye ho sakta hai. Then we came to a conclusion that, you know, ki maybe electrolytes ka problem hoga. So take some, you know, Energel or something once in a day. And you'll not believe in 3-4 days I was sleeping good. So that's when you start to talk by, you know, always talking to somebody who can be knowledgeable or who might have experienced something, it helps. So that's why I have 3-4 coaches, you know, and for running, I have a coach, for strength training, I have a coach. Unfortunately, during lockdown, I don't call them home or I don't, you know, I'm not doing out with them. But I'm in constant touch with them or, you know, I'll send videos and say, yeh deadlift sahi ho raha hai. Isko kaise improve karu? You know, those sort of things I'll keep on talking and understanding. So without a mentor or a coach, I'll never advise anybody to do you. Kitna bhi expert aap ho. Maybe you at some point, I don't need a day-to-day coach today. But I needed to think about a plan. अगर ये achieve करना है तो आपका क्या राय है?
Right.
It's not that I'm going to follow it because with my own experience, I try to, you know, combine things.
Yeah. So, but it also tells you about your blind spots. कि ये तो मैंने सोचा ही नहीं, ऐसे भी हो सकता था.
Exactly. Yeah. जब if you are not open to the lot of ideas, you know. तो आप कहीं पे गलती करोगे और यू आर स्टक अप, देयर विल नो ग्रोथ हैपनिंग.
Absolutely. Like I can't agree more that like a trainer makes the most difference in life from the basic stuff of, as you said, outsourcing the planning to someone else if you are leading a very busy life, to someone keeping you, making sure that you're on track, to someone finding your blind spots. Just too many benefits.
And it's not just on fitness, it's on everything. Whether it is your business, whether it is your job. It all depends. If it's something is important to you, get yourself a mentor. Everything can be important in life. So you'll have two, three things which are important to you. So it's always advisable to get a mentor for that. But the most crucial job for you is to get a good mentor.
Yeah.
That is what your skill comes into play. Ki kisse main kya baat karun? Kaun isme mereko raay kar sakta hai? You know, that sort of thing. That is your expertise. So, like I learned in my industry also, if I have to run my factory successfully and I need to get the best professionals to run it, I have limited knowledge. I can give it a start, I can take the risk, but somebody is better in finance than me, somebody is better in marketing than me, somebody is better in engineering than me. So, I need to get those people to work on those specific fields instead of me doing everything. And since the day I started doing that, my company has gone growing and growing, you know, without me involved. I hardly give 2-3 hours a day now to my, you know, official work, and rest of the time always have a mentor. Without a trainer, mentor, coach, whatever you call it, you know, you'll need it for your most important things in life. Get a mentor.
Very clear. I also want to talk about your food, since we touched upon that. What's your philosophy there? How do you plan your food? What's your approach to it? Talk us through that.
I honestly don't give much of a thought on that because by habit, I don't eat much of, you know, unhealthy stuff. And one thing, I just make sure that I have enough protein. Because I work out very intensive and my protein needs are much, you know, because I'm at an older age, at 55, you know, the protein takes too much extra time, you can say, to digest or whatever way I put it. So you need more protein. The older you get, you need more protein. And then along with it, I do a lot of training also. So that's where I concentrate on that I should have enough protein. Rest of the time, you know, I make sure that I don't stop myself also, like not having a pizza or not having a dessert or something. It's not that I, you know, I'm very stringent about food. But overall, it has become a habit that, you know, I don't eat trash much of it. And you'll not believe, a couple of months back, it was the first time I ate Maggi. I had never eaten Maggi in my life. So, ek din ghar pe these guys made Maggi and said, Papa, aapko to aaj khilayenge. Aapne kabhi khaya nahi. So, that's where it's not much of a habit, but I just enjoy my food. And I prefer mostly home-cooked food. And it's not that I don't eat out or I don't eat out of boxes. Before this lockdown thing, I was traveling almost 10 days to 15 days in a month. So during that time, you always eat out and, you know, but I take care of what I am eating. At random, I'll use some app to put in my day's routine and check out because with experience now, I know ki kitna kha raha hunga, kitna main carb kha raha hunga, kitna fat kha raha hunga, kitna achha kha raha hunga, kitna bura kha raha hunga. So that knowledge has come with experience of 10 years, you know, continuously doing it. So I don't need to, you know, specifically write it and do it. But then once a month I do it at random.
Just to make sure that you're on track.
I am kahin idhar udhar to nahi ho raha, because khud ko pata nahi chalta hai. Unless you write something, you get lost. So just write it down to make sure that, you know, I am on track. You know, it's not something where khud ko pata bhi chal jata hai. You know, if you eat something, the inflammation ho jayega, kuch ho jayega, aapko pata chal jata ki aaj kuch to gadbad hua hai. And I'm too much into data analysis, so I collect a lot of data, but not just my health, but a lot of other things also. So health ka, I have a fair idea. If I if I have, I don't drink much. I mean, I have never tried whiskey or beer or all those stuff, but I enjoy my wine or something once in maybe 4 months or 6 months if I get a company, you know, that too. But I have always noticed that, and that's for true for everybody, you know, that the day you have alcohol, you can never sleep good. People have this understanding but your whole system, body is working over. Your heart rate, you will find, you know, like my sleeping heart rate will be around 45, 50. And that goes up 70 plus the night if I have a wine. So, I mean, jo roj peete honge ye soch ke ki hamare ko to koi, they are killing themselves slowly and gradually, you know. They think ki neend nahi aati iske bina, whatever it is. This is a matter of time. You know, that unko takleefe shuru ho jayegi. Wo chahe kitna hi fit rahe, kitna hi wo kare, because sleep is necessary. Like, a good sleep is necessary.
Sleep is the foundation. Without that, you can't
get around. So, then it comes into the fooding habit. भी आपको खुद को पता चल जाता है कि ये खाने से आपको दिक्कत होती है. ये नहीं खाओ तो आपको ठीक रहता है. So it starts. The body starts telling. So till the time you get that experience, it's. I will always advise people to write down every little detail about what they are eating. उस खुद को नहीं पता चलता है.
And what do you check? You check for, when you write down, you check for calories plus macros or something else also?
I usually check for macros. Calories, I'm always maintaining what I need, you know. I mean, I am neither deficit or neither bulking up or main jyada khata nahi. So, but I always try to maintain where I am. So, for last 4 years, I am, you know, usually between 66 to 68 kgs. As far as weight is concerned, I have increased a lot of muscle mass and lost a lot of fat. So, my muscle do something to come to 16 or 15. Sort of thing. I get my health checkup done every 6 months to check on where my you know, vitamins are and what's the all other you know, things in my body, the iron or all whatever you check. So I do a health checkup every 6 months, which is basically a blood check. A lot of things checked from blood, and the once a year I get tested for other certain things, you know, which can be on my bone density or where you have to go to the hospital to go get it done. So,
got it.
So mostly, and so that gives me a track of if I need to supplement anything in my life, in my food, you know, if something which is going, which is out of the range, then if I need to supplement. Thankfully, I don't have to supplement much other than vitamin D, which I take, like, you know, I'll take a couple of months and then I'll go off it for a couple of months. And so I make sure that it is in range, but if I don't take my supplements for vitamin D, I go down below the range which is there. So I keep on supplementing vitamin D tablets once a week, and rest of the things I do, I haven't done any much supplementation. I take my protein whey, as a vegetarian, I don't get enough. I still can do protein requirement without the whey as a vegetarian also, but it will need a lot of effort and a lot of, you know, hard work, and living in a joint family, I need to, you know, make some food separate for me, you know, and that will be too much of a pain to handle. So I just, the easier part of handling it is taking whey. So I take my whey one or two scoops depending upon what's my other food that I'm eating. And that these are the two things. If you say I supplement, I make sure to, I go to bed at the same time. Usually 9:30, 10, I go to my bed, and I wake up early in the morning, you know, to start with. So most of the days I am sleeping, you know, in the same routine.
I wanted to go back to the age question from which we started this. You are one of the very few people I know who started, you know, in their 40s on this path. And you know, many people I meet, even my peer group in their mid-30s, are like, you know, now it's too late, and like, we can do a little bit here and there, but what else? So what I want to ask you is it different? Like, if someone is starting off later in life onto the fitness path, what would your advice to them be, both on the mental front as well as the physical front?
Yeah, I mean, you see, most of the time people, younger years, they start is for aesthetic reasons. So they want to look good, you know. And it's not very driven with the purpose of health in mind. It's, you know, to have well-rounded shoulders and good, you know, low fat, you know. So that sort of the idea when you are young is different. When you get older, the requirement or goals change. And you'll be surprised to know, you know, that if you look at the history of Boston Marathon, the number of participants who are participating there, you'll find that, you know, I mean, the percentage of people 40 and above is higher than younger people. So one of the major reasons is because if you reach up to Boston Marathon, which is one of the toughest marathons in the world, you need to train almost like, you know, for a couple of years. And you need to dedicate at least, you know, a couple of hours in an average, if you say, weekly basis, you might have to run 60, 70, 80 kilometers or 100 kilometers for sure. And then to recover from that 100 kilometers, you'll need to do certain other activities, you know, even if you have to do a massage or foam roll or whatever. So you need to dedicate a weekly basis, maybe 20 hours or 25 hours. So people start to give that much of time, are able to afford that much of time, 40 and above. You know, before that, you are very working hard on your career. You don't control everything. You're not the boss. You're working under certain people and, you know, you're on a junior level or a middle level and you don't dictate time. So, and then you will be having small kids and their routine and all those stuff takes over. So you'll be surprised that, you know, most of the people who are running the marathons will be 40 plus, you know, and they are doing very good because they train for that. So the goals are different as you age, and if somebody can get on with it early in his life, it's nothing like it. You know, I mean, they will always be doing good, but there is no harm in starting late, or you know, there's no nothing like, you know, we started like I started. You can transform every day. I mean, any day is good day to start, and it's going to help you as you reach your 70s and 80s, you know, and the average age is going up, as you see. Now, we don't die because of the diseases we used to die of. We don't die of cholera. We don't die of, you know, some bad water or, you know, this we have taken care of. What we are dying of right now is something which is we have created, sitting in a chair for a whole day, not eating right food, you know. There's no time for gratitude, no time for meditation, no time for sleep. So these are the reasons that are killing us more. And this can very well be taken care of as if, you know, if you devote work in a system, like, you know, so for your own self. And this can start any age. I started with my training with my father on strength training at the age of 73. So 73, 74. He had never done any strength before that. So it's same with my mom, you know, so I mean, they don't have to do a deadlift with 100 kgs or a box. They can do it with 5 or 10 kgs. But they should be able to do it. I mean, they should be able to lift their own bag, or they should be able to take out their own bag from the car. You know, at the airport.
And have they gotten into the group? Like, now,
Every day evening they are doing it. So thankfully that we have a gym at home. So, you know, they don't have to travel out and do it. So every day my mom and dad and even my grandmom at 91, she does her yoga every day morning, 1 hour. She's practicing.
Oh, brilliant.
So there's never a, you know, start time for it. Earlier you start, it's better for you. And it's never going to be, I mean, you will be benefited any age, any time you start.
I'm going to share this.
Anybody will say that, you know, exercise karke mere sath bura hua. It's going to help you only.
Absolutely. I'm going to share this with my parents too. I think this should motivate them also. But I want to ask about the other extreme age. How do you try and incorporate this in your kids? How are you consciously trying to get them started on the fitness bandwagon earlier?
Yeah. I mean, as I said, you know, the kids learn from your own behavior. They don't take free again. So they will... My both boys do their activities every day almost. You know? I mean, they'll beach mein agar kabhi chhoot gaya, so they'll catch up. You know? So abhi to, like, you know, both of them are very active. You know, mean, we have to book slots in our own gym. Ki abhi mera time hai, abhi mera time hai. You know, that sort of thing. So it's a busy place. But and they I mean, get influenced by what I am doing. That's very natural. So whatever, I'll give you a very good example. I had a car when my elder son was maybe 7 years or 8 years or old. And I purchased a car 6 lakh rupees. And then, you know, after 3 years, I sold it for 3 lakh rupees. So dining table, I was talking to my wife. And he was listening. And वो थोड़े दिन बाद मेरे को आगे बोलता है कि पापा मेरी साइकिल है ना 700 रुपए वाली 350 में बिक रही है तो मैं बेच देता हूँ. तो I told him यार अभी खरीदी है तेरे बर्थडे पे 2 महीने पहले तू क्या बेच देगा इसको. तो बोले आपने भी तो आधे दाम में बेचा. So they are listening. They are getting influenced about what you are doing, you know, always. So if I am into fitness and if I am into eating right, so they also get influenced and it becomes you know, part of their lifestyle also. So I am happy that they are following it and they are doing it, and it's gonna make good do good for them.
But currently they are doing it for aesthetic reasons, or have they started understanding already that its health benefits and long term benefits are very nice?
No, they also have this you know, they, again they are influenced with a lot of reading and all this also, you know. I mean, everybody is an avid reader at our home, so they also understand ki iska health span pe bahut acha effect.
Got it.
And wo, you know, aesthetic to apne aap ho jata hai. If you are working out, so that's a byproduct. I mean, you obviously if you see my picture of 10 years back with all those, you know, chubby chicks and all this, and then you when you start to see the jaw, you know, coming out, and when you look at the picture, it looks good, you know. I mean, so everybody that is a byproduct. That's gonna happen. That's to hona hi hona hai wo to. If you are working out regularly, wo hoga hi hoga. तो वो बट हेल्थ पे जो इन्फ्लुएंस है उसका जो अच्छा है वो आज नहीं पता चलेगा, उसे कभी पता ही नहीं चले क्योंकि आप बीमारी नहीं हो रहे. तो आई मीन यू नो यू आर अपस्ट्रीम, यू आर वर्किंग एंड यू आर सॉल्विंग द प्रॉब्लम बिफोर इट्स गोइंग टू हैपन, सो यू मे नॉट इवन हैव द प्रॉब्लम. सो यू विल नॉट इवन रियलाइज.
व्हिच इज व्हाई आई हैव एक्चुअली फाउंड दैट. सो आई यूज्ड टू बी अ रियली रियली फैट ओबीस किड ड्यूरिंग माय स्कूल एंड कॉलेज इयर्स, एंड आई फाउंड दैट माय फ्रेंड्स फ्रॉम दैट टाइम हु आर द फिट गाइज आर द वंस हु आर फेयरली अनफिट टुडे बिकॉज दे नेवर फाउंड अ रीजन टू डू एनीथिंग एक्स्ट्रा. दे वर लाइक दे हैड ग्रेट मेटाबॉलिज्म एक्सेट्रा एज अ किड एंड दे केप्ट यू नो ईटिंग एंड ड्रिंकिंग थिंकिंग कि हमें कुछ नहीं होएगा क्योंकि कभी नहीं, अभी तक नहीं हुआ, 30 तक नहीं हुआ, 32 तक नहीं हुआ. And then suddenly at 33, life changed. So that's why I find it very interesting that it's a double-edged sword. If when people are fit at a young age, it actually might turn out to be a curse in at a later point of time. If they're fit without doing anything about it, if they're just thin, actually they're not fit, and they believe ki mujhe to kuch nahi lagta, main kuch bhi kha sakta hoon aur mujhe kuch lagta nahi hai.
Exactly, starts to play on your mind.
Right. Yeah. Last question before we end, Sandeep. What would you tell the 30-year-old, 35-year-old, really hardworking entrepreneur Sandeep Paul, with your experience that you have today? What would you tell to your younger self?
I'm not sure. I'm confused that if you would like to change something much. I have done a lot of wrong things. I have not worked out. I have never been able to spend time with my kids or when they were growing up, you know. You will not believe I never had holidays with them. The one holiday I had, I mean, until the time they were in school, I had just one holiday with them. So I never time for their PTMs also. So I regret those things in life. But at times I think that, you know, the situation where I am in today in my life, where might not have happened if I had not given that much of time to my work. So, you know, I'm able to buy time. That's the best thing I can do with my money. So if I'm talking to you right now, somebody is working for me in my factory and, you know, making products and making me money. So I've reached a stage because of that, because I initial years of my life, I really slogged it out. So so it's very, you know, you can't like predict or you say change things. And thankfully, my boys stay with me. So my grandchild is with me. So I enjoying their company also. And But yes, some things that I miss was, you know, spending time with them when they were young kids. When I mean, I'm going to compensate that with my grandchild for sure. That lost years.
Very, very clear. And I thank you so much for the honesty that, you know, you just don't know what path life would have Absolutely. Taken. Agar wo sab nahi hota, toh shayad ye sab bhi nahi hota.
Exactly. You know, to, you know, for the, I mean, looking yeah. back and making a story is very easy, yeah, but you don't easy. Know that, you know, that maybe Absolutely. It would have worked.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for making the time, Sandeep. This has been a real pleasure. The biggest learning for me, actually, I thought it will be, you know, ki kisi bhi age pe chalu kar sakte ho, but actually the biggest learning for me, having spoken to so many other people and you today, is that there's this common thread of, you know, just once you get onto the bandwagon, A, conquering your mind, and then B, everyone I meet who continues to do it is always experimenting and trying to learn and trying to figure out more about their body. They're now on this insatiable curiosity path of, you know, ye karne se kya hoga, ye change karne se ye change hota hai kya. They get so involved with their body and they start listening a lot more to their body. And it's so good to know that no matter what age, what profession, where you are, the fitness story sounds very similar whenever people start it. So thank you so much for taking the time. It's been a real
thank
pleasure.
You. It was a pleasure here, sir, to be here, Sushant. Nice talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Being honest with yourself is the first step towards a better body and a better life. Thanks, Sandeep, for letting us know that it's never too late to take charge of ourselves. If you like this episode, don't forget to hit like and subscribe to our channel so we can continue making more of these. And tell us who you'd like us to host next in the comments below. Ciao for now.